In Exodus chapter 20, verse 4 and 5, is the second of the Ten Commandments. The King James Version of the Bible, it reads like this: Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. And then it says this later: Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. Now the word graven is somewhat ambiguous to us today, as it is an old English word. Some other more recent Bible translation use the word carved, like you would carve something out of a piece of wood. Now I prefer the Common English Bible translation of verse 4. It says it this way, quote, Do not make an idol for yourself, no form whatsoever of anything in the sky above, or in the earth below, or in the waters under the earth. Do not make an idol for yourself. Now some people will make the argument that the second commandment is archaic and outdated. Many contend that the second commandment is irrelevant today because they argue that nobody owns or makes idols anymore. That only happens in ancient times, they will say. But is that true? Do people worship any idols today? Let's consider this for a moment. Think about money. Are there people who figuratively bow down to the idol of money? What about sports athletes? Some people seem to idolize sports figures. Consider entertainers. Many people lose their minds, as it were, over a singer or an actor. And it seems that some actors may, quote, worship a little statue called Oscar. Friends, one of the most popular American TV shows over the past two decades is entitled American Idol. While there is little doubt that there are some tremendously talented people that perform on this program, using the word idol in the title has always made me a little uncomfortable. To me, it sends the wrong message. But again, that's just me. Friends, let me leave you with this. An idol can be anything that a person worships other than the true God. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for the knowledge that you are the only being in the universe worthy of worship. Amen.